one of the most remarkable moments of Wednesday's inaugural ceremony came from the inaugural poet, Amanda Gorman of Los Angeles. She's the youngest poet in U.S. history to address a presidential inauguration.
Sometimes it's hard to put a moment like the one we as a country are in right now into words, but today an extraordinary 22-year-old poet did just that. Amanda Gorman is her name. She recited a poem that she wrote for this day, The Hill We Climb.
You went from not just being notable because you read a poem, the youngest ever inaugural poet, but also because of what the poem meant to people, because of the inspiration behind it, because of how people felt after they heard what you did.
When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. In the norms and notions of what just is, isn't always just is.
A moment in history, stamped in memory now, the sound of a young poet's voice at a moment of need in not just American history, but a moment of worldwide need. There is power in the spoken word, something unique in the human voice. Hosts and interviewers seem to be experiencing revelation, thrilling not just to Amanda Gorman's performance of her poem, The Hill We Climb, but also seemingly awakening to the power of words spoken. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 5, Episode 12. Amanda Gorman's words at the inauguration of U.S. President Joe Biden will go down in history. Her poem is already being studied, will be for years to come, examined for its message, analyzed for the references to what had gone on in the 4 years leading up to the inauguration, and then the violent attempt to overthrow democracy just days before she spoke. Words are powerful. Poetry can be a captivating performance, and poetry happens in all sorts of places, including on the radio. Toronto is a place rich in poets and poetry. Just go online and have a look. Before the pandemic, there were poetry performances, competitions, slams at clubs and bars and bookstore rooms all over the city. There's a poetry scene, scenes for all kinds of poetry. It's fascinating in the right atmosphere to sit and listen to a poet perform. One of the ways one might do that in the ongoing dark, quiet nights of the pandemic is through the radio. How interesting that just days after the world hears The Hill We Climb, a show that's been running on radio in Toronto for years, featuring poets, has its first open mic for poets. Valentino Asenza is one of the poets I would sometimes listen to at places like Renaissance Cafe, one of those long-ago art bar cafes. He's now the host of Howl, a weekly one-hour show on CIUT from the University of Toronto. Here's a sample of the poetry performances recorded by poets and sent in, then chosen to be included in his show. The voices you hear will be those of Heather Babcock from The Parades Gone By, Patrick Connors from Moments in Time, Diane Baker Mason from Fair, and Harry Posner from Logos.
Miss Desmond, your boy was right. The parade's gone by. I heard it's moved online. A nice place to visit. But I sure as hell don't want to live where I can only touch what I cannot feel. We didn't need dialogue, you cried. We had faces. But Norma, now that's all we got. Talking heads, ephemeral shadows, locked behind a screen, and I can't get a connection.
I am in lockdown, separated from society, trapped by a worldwide crisis with an unknown outcome. Eating and cleaning slowly lead to the gray peak of the afternoon when I am made dull and sullen by anxiety and despair. I go out to the yard to see if fresh air and movement will provide a sense of release from uncertainty and boredom. As I walk my solitary circle, I pass this moment in time with nothing else to do other than get through it.
They made me dance to punish me. Does that sound fair? How could it be that I, a queen, fairest of them all, would be amusement at her wedding ball? The girl you see, that dreadful girl, that wicked bit, that loathsome churl, Her father even said the same. He regretted that she bore his name. She was unpleasantness itself, that beast, but she hid it well, to say the least. Her snow-white skin, her long, dark hair. No wonder people found her fair.
We are dung and dance, the what is and the what will be. Wild and lurching through this waking trance, reaching through our blindness for this sweet, incandescent cubic centimeter of chance, this Manhattan project of the spirit called Genesis, called metamorphosis, called birth.
Poetry there from Harry Posner, Logos, following Diane Baker Mason with Fair, Patrick Connors from Moments in Time, and the first piece in that mix, The Parade's Gone By, from Heather Babcock. I picked up all those samples from the January 26th episode of the Poets Radio show, Howl. You can find it online. You can find a whole world of poetry online, a scene in Toronto or other cities all over the world. Of course, there are poetry podcasts and poets with YouTube channels and audio and video of poetry slams and championships, all available for listening. All of which is something Amanda Gorman knows something about. You can check her website for so much more of her work, or just do a search. And while she may not have imagined how people would react to her words, her voice, her performance, her message, she will be heard for a long time to come. She seems to have crafted the right message for the right time.
Somehow we do it. Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother, can dream of becoming president, only to find herself reciting for one.
And now, the hill we climb leads to another moment in history. Amanda Gorman is one of this year's feature performers for the halftime show at the Super Bowl. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.